Today we'll talk about true wealth. In this world, the money that we use, the money that we earn, often gives us a false sense of security and happiness to the wealthy people. I think some of you have imagined that what it would be like to be a millionaire, how life would be better if you have more money. Because you feel when you have more money, you're securer, you will be happier, you possess more material products. But security and happiness built on money can be lost very easily. I'm saying this in reflection of what happened over the past 3 weeks in the stock market. If you have money in the stock market, you probably have experienced an emotional roller coaster over the past 3 weeks. Or if your parents have money in the stock market, I think they have gone through an emotional roller coaster over the past 3 weeks. The stock market almost collapsed. If you didn't watch news, let me tell you, the stock market almost collapsed. Many people lost a big chunk of money made through their whole life over the past 3 weeks because the value of the stocks dropped by a huge number. And the good news is that thanks to the US government's $700 billion bailout plan to help those financial institutions that had problems that were on the verge of going bankrupt, these companies might be able to survive. I'm not sure with that money if they can actually survive if they continue with their greedy practice to buy things using other people's money, spending money on unwise investments. That $700 billion can also go away very quickly. I know people who keep track of the stock market every hour. Every hour, if they have internet access, even at work, they go look up what's the Dow Jones and some other numbers that indicate how well the stock market is doing. Some people thought they could beat the stock market and be millionaires almost overnight. Some of them gave up their job thinking that I'm smart enough, I can beat the stock market. Let me make quick money by investing in the stock market. So they gave up their job, but the result is that they also lost their money very quickly in the stock market. It's not gambling. If you try to gain money, wealth quickly in the stock market, nobody can predict what will happen in the stock market tomorrow. Although in the long run, we see a trend of increasing value of the stocks. I know people who have lost their job because they spend all the time, energy in the stock market. They have lost all their money. Some of them now have to survive on social welfare and they have mental diseases, being shocked by the loss of money in the stock market in a very short period of time. I know in history many people committed suicide because they could not take the fact that they lost all their wealth overnight. They just jumped from the 30th floor and then died. Even if you do become a millionaire by investing in the stock market, your happiness and security is not from the money you have. I have proof. John Rockefeller, a Christian millionaire, said that, "I have made many millions, but they have brought me no happiness. I would exchange them for the days I sat on the office stool in Cleveland and counted myself rich on $3 a week." When he was saying that, he was already broken in health, he had health problems, and he didn't feel secure despite the money he had, and he employed an armed guard to feel secure. So John Rockefeller felt neither happiness nor security from the millions of dollars that he had. How can we have joy and happiness that's not dependent on the stock market performance that goes up and down, and the status of the economy that's uncertain. It looks like that we'll have a recession. Actually, we probably have already entered into the recession. Does mean that we cannot be joyful and we will lose all sense of security because the economy is not doing well? Proverbs 23, chapter 23, verse 4 to 5. So it's 2, 3, 4, 5. Chapter 23, verses 4 to 5. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 to 21, tells us how we can gain true wealth, which cannot be lost. And that's what will give you true joy and security that cannot be lost. We look at four things and learn how we can gain true wealth that cannot be lost. The first thing, we need to know the right value of money. Listen to the following and think about it. What can money buy and what can money not buy? First, money can buy a bed, a nice, comfortable bed, but money cannot buy you a good night's sleep. Some people sleep on very comfortable beds, but they have problems sleeping. So money cannot buy you a good sleep. Money can buy you books, but not knowledge and wisdom. Food, but not a good appetite. Decoration, but not beauty. That's you. House, but not a family. Medicine, but not good health. Luxury, but not good taste. Entertainment, but not happiness. The cross, some people can spend a lot of money buying a gold cross, but the money cannot buy them salvation, not the Savior. Some people think that when I get rich, I come to church, I donate a lot of money to the church, I buy a church. You might be able to buy a church building with the money you have, but you cannot buy heaven or buy a ticket into heaven. That's a mistake some people made in history. You have to pay to buy something in order to be able to go to heaven. That's wrong. But what money cannot buy, God can give us through Jesus Christ. If you trust Him as Savior and Lord, how do you trust Jesus as Savior? Do the following. First, if you are still not certain whether you're going to heaven when you die tonight, just in case, okay, I have to share this with you because I don't know what will happen tomorrow. I might not even be able to live through today. So when I still have the chance, I want to tell you the best news. So when something happens to you, you go right to the paradise instead of going to a place waiting for your eternal punishment in hell. First, you need to know, you need to agree that we are sinners in God's eyes and the penalty of our sins is eternal death, separation from God in hell, where there is burning sulfur, extremely hot. You will experience physical pain there in eternity. There's nothing that we can do, not even by money. We can buy a ticket into heaven, or by doing many good things, good works, helping people, thinking that would be good enough to go to heaven, because in God's eyes, no one is perfect. Everyone has sinned according to God's standard. But you know what? God is not only a just, holy God, He is also an infinitely, sacrificially loving God, because He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, His perfect, sinless Son, to die and resurrect for our sins in our place, so that we don't need to be punished for our own sins' punishment, because He took the punishment of our sins upon Himself. 3. How can you benefit from that? You say that sincerely from your heart, not doing it to let people see, but in your heart you know whether you're sincere or not. You say that, I need what Jesus Christ did for my sins. One way you do that is through prayer, sincerely from your heart. You say that, I trust what Jesus Christ did for me. Then I no longer need to be afraid of the eternal punishment of my sins, because Jesus Christ has taken upon himself my sins. So when God look at me now because of what Jesus Christ did for me and what I'm willing to accept, God will see me as a sinless person, because the sin's punishment has been paid. Fourthly, you'll be very thankful to what God did for you, and you'll be willing to obey God's teachings in the Bible for your daily living. And God will provide for you out of your real needs. Some of those I mentioned that money cannot buy. Second, to have true wealth. After you have gotten the right value of money, it's so important. Many people have gotten their values all wrong about money. As a result, they overwork themselves to death in order to make more money, thinking that that will buy happiness and security. Go to the next, it's already here. If you look at verse 4 of Proverbs 23, it says that, do not worry yourself to gain wealth. What does it mean? It means that do not tire yourself out, do not exhaust yourself, do not kill yourself to gain wealth in this world. Don't overwork to gain wealth. But if you don't trust God, I think that's your natural tendency. If you don't trust God and you don't have the right value of money, when the economy is bad, I know some people have worked two jobs in order to make more money for the future rainy days. The days that the economy is bad, so let me make as much money as I can. So when the economy is bad, I still have some money to spend. I will not go begging for money. So they will skip Sunday worship service because they think, I need to make as much money as I can now. They skip Sunday school, they skip Bible study, they skip their daily personal time, quiet time to read God's word from the Bible and praying to God, because they believe their security is in as much money as they can have. That's what they hold on to. But obviously, looking at the stock market, you know that our security is not in money, because money can be lost very easily, as we'll see later. And these people, they will end up wearing themselves physically, mentally, and spiritually. They might even get seriously sick. I know some movie stars in Hong Kong, quite a few of them died at an early age of cancer, because they were wearing themselves out, making money without sleeping for 3 days straight, sometimes even longer. Maybe 3 days without sleeping, just sleep for 1 or 2 hours, taking a nap here and there. I mean, your body can only take so much. Trying to make the money, but wear yourself out, hurting your body. Even if you have the money, you will not have the time to enjoy it. This is really silly, not wise. And you might even be wise. You might even be fired because of your repeated mistakes. You try to wear yourself out by doing 2 or 3 jobs, and you cannot do well in any particular job. And the boss finally will say, sorry, I cannot keep you anymore. You're making too many mistakes. I have put you on probation, and that's it. I have to let you go. Some people might even commit crime out of greed. Money is something that, some people say it's like drinking water from the ocean. The more you drink it, the more you feel thirsty, and the more you drink it, and then finally you'll die, you'll be thirsty to death. Some people, out of greed for more money, they would do things that will hurt themselves and other people. According to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 10, it says that, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Do you know what is great gain? Godliness with contentment. Revere, fear our God. Follow our God's teachings in the Bible. And be content. Verse 7 says that, for we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. We were born naked, and we will all die. literally without being able to take anything away from this world. Although you might have put clothes on in the caskets. Verse 8, but if we have food and clothing, we'll be content with it. I'm content. That means I feel I have enough. The most blessed person is the person, he says, I have enough. That's good enough. The most miserable person is the one who always thinks that there is not enough. Do you know that many millionaires think that, what if I can have another $1 million? I will be happier. And then they'll think, what if I have more and more and more? They are never happy. They never think that they are rich. But when you think you have enough, then you are rich. Verse 9, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. Crying, killing other people, finally killing themselves. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith. Some people have left the church because of their greed for money and pierced themselves with many griefs. I know people who have left the church because they were doing well in their career, they wanted to make more money. They said, let me spend time in church later when I retire, when I have enough money. And later on, some of them lost everything and suffered a lot while trying to make money, wearing themselves out. And then, actually I talked to one of them, and he said, I regretted, you know, leaving the church in order to make more money. I realized how much I have lost during that period of time, not walking with God. But it was still not too late, because he decided to come back to church, and God gave him wisdom. To be content, he was still able to make ends meet, and he had a good wife, good family, all because he was willing to follow God. Wise people, knowing the right value of money, would work but not overwork. Everybody needs to work or study, but don't overstudy or don't overwork, wearing yourself out, thinking that you don't have tomorrow, I have to study everything tonight. Even if you are able to, when you're taking the test, your mind, your brain might not function. And if you go on like this, I think finally, your body will show signs that you cannot go any further. Wise people, no matter how busy they are, they will not give up time to worship God and rest in God. Coming to church is rest. Maybe for the minister, I have to spend a time to study, but for you, it's rest coming to God. Let God's Spirit help you. Even I have been so diligently studying God's word throughout the process, I knew if I did not rely on God, I would not be able to have any power at all. I would not have anything to say to you today if I was not asking God for provision of the word. Think about, some of you actually have taught Bible study or Sunday school, and if you have to always teach something that's relevant, you will see it's very difficult sometimes. Some people will feel like their brain will be wrecked if they continue to try to teach. It's challenging to teach, but God gives us His Holy Spirit to help us in the process. And I have to rest in the Lord every day. Otherwise, I will not have the energy, the power, and the wisdom to go on. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. This is the theme verse of the whole book of Proverbs. It's about how can you live a good life in God's eyes, from an eternal perspective. If you want to be wise, if you want to live a good life, listen. Proverbs 1:7 says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. That's why we need to come to God to rest out of fear of God, and most importantly, out of love for God, because God loves us so much. And you will begin to have knowledge, the ability to apply the knowledge to become wisdom, to help you to live a good life in God's eyes, and not be controlled by money, by wearing yourself out, making money. Money is the best slave. If you are not controlled by money, you can achieve many good things through money. But money is the worst master. If you are a slave of money, the master, you will be in total misery. So don't be controlled by money. Don't wear yourself out trying to make more money, thinking that you will be securer and happier with more money. 3, get money out of your mind. Get money out of your mind, knowing how short you can hold on to money. Verse 4, cease from your consideration of it. The Bible says so. That means stop thinking about money all the time. Get money out of your mind. Because verse 5 says that when you set your eyes on money, it's gone already. For wealth certainly makes itself wings, like an eagle that flies toward the heavens. The author of Proverbs, most of the Proverbs were written by the wisest king, King Solomon, who was very observant. God gave him wisdom, and he sometimes used humor in his writing to help us to understand deep spiritual truth. When you set your eyes on money, it is gone, for wealth certainly makes itself wings. Money has wings. Have you ever thought about that? Like an eagle that flies towards the heavens. Literally, it is saying, as soon as you look at money and possessions, they disappear. But you know, that doesn't sound true, because when you look at money, money is still there, right? So here it is a figurative use. What it's saying is that when you look at something, that would get into your mind. You continue to think about that. But its value, the satisfaction you can get from the things that you think about, you desire, even after you have possessed that, will be gone very quickly. When I was born into a very poor family in mainland China, when I was 12 years old, I went from mainland China to Hong Kong. It was 1983. Most of you were not even born at that time, so it was a long time ago, 25 years ago. A few years later, Nintendo Game Boy became very, very popular. I was taking the train to school, and everybody was holding a Nintendo Game Boy, and I was envious, but I was very poor, okay? I saw people playing that. It is like playing PSP now. I think now, PSP is the modern version of Nintendo Game Boy at that time. It looks so much fun. And I decided to have some fun time, you know, because studying in the most famous high school in Hong Kong, that was very stressful and boring sometimes. I started saving money. I tried to save as much money as I could from the pocket money that my dad gave me, and also from the nutty money during Chinese New Year. I would get red pockets with money, and I saved them, I put them in the bank. You know what? In about a year, I was able to save 800 Hong Kong dollars. That's about 100 US dollars. But 25 years ago, there was a lot of money, okay? But that's how much the Nintendo Game Boy cost. About 25 years ago, that was a lot of money. Finally, I got it with some fear, no peace, because I was spending such a huge amount of money the first time in my life. And I didn't tell my dad about that. And soon I found out that the excitement was only in the waiting period. When I was waiting, I felt excited. Well, if I could have that, when I have that, I would be extremely happy and it would last forever. But I found out that after I'd gotten that for just a week, I found out that I no longer felt interested in playing it anymore. And because I could only play about 2 hours at a time, and my fingers would hurt, my eyes would hurt, and it was like in black and white, so, and very small. So it was not really that interesting. But I almost wore myself out trying to get that, thinking that would satisfy me. So it is true, satisfaction from these material things often don't last. They can go away very quickly, and yet you're addicted to that, not because you enjoy it, it's just that there's some power in those games. Those programmers were trying to write programs, games, so that you will be addicted to that. That's the trick, okay? Don't fall into the trap, so that they can make money. So get money out of your mind, don't think about it. The more you think about it, the more likely is that you will spend money on that, and you'll be often controlled by that. Fourthly, we need to build up true wealth. In heaven instead. Too well in heaven instead. Go to the next slide. Jesus said, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Think about that. Where you put your money, that's usually where your heart is. You think about that all the time. You spend time on that all the time. Reverse it. What you think about all the time, that's usually where you spend your money at. So, what's your thoughts? They will become words. When you think about that a lot, you will say about that a lot. So if I just talk to someone and that person is having a conversation with me, based on what that person says, I probably will tell what that person thinks, you know, most of the time. Watch your words, because they will finally become your actions. Some people will say about doing this and that all the time. Finally, it's more very likely that person will take action and do that. Watch your actions, because they will become your habits. Watch your habits, they will become character. Something that's inside of you, that controls you, how you do things, that predicts how you do things. If you have good character, there'll be good fruit in your life. If you have bad character, you'll do bad things in your life, and that will bear bad fruit. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. A woman met a friend of her father's, who had not seen her father for a long time, for many years. The woman's father was a devout, dedicated Christian. So she was so happy that her father's old friend was coming to visit. And she told about this friend of her dad, and not about her dad, about her dad's trust and faith in God, the way his dad faced suffering, trials, and even facing death, how his father was able to face it by faith and hope. The friend, however, had lived a different kind of life, having given himself over completely to earning money and saving every penny of that. He had become very wealthy. Her father's friend was very wealthy. But he didn't have the same anticipation, hope of the future as his dad had. And he finally explained it to the daughter, saying that, your father can be more optimistic about heaven than I, for a very simple reason. He is going to his treasure, and I will be leaving mine. There's no hope for a rich man or woman to die, to leave this world. They often try to hold on to this life, thinking that when they die, they have nothing. Actually, since they have spent all the time making wealth in this life, when they die, they cannot take any wealth from here. Since they spend no time storing up wealth in heaven, they know when they go to heaven, they will have nothing there. But most people will not think about that. How much money are you accumulating, storing up in heaven? While you are studying and working, studying is usually preparation for a career. Most of you will want to have a career in which you can make a lot of money. But while you're wearing yourself out to make a lot of money, think about, what if you die tomorrow? How much money do you have in your heaven bank account? That's a question we often should ask ourselves, to remind ourselves of the goals that we have. Do they last in eternity? I think we all need to study, we all need to work in order to be able to make money in the future or to make money now. But don't wear yourself out. Don't exhaust yourself in either studying or making money. Or it's because you think that will bring you security and happiness in the future or now. If you have read many millionaires' biography, you'll know that money cannot buy happiness and security. from the list that I read to you, you'll find out that many of the things that we really need, that really satisfy us, cannot be bought by money. Only fools who wear themselves out, exhaust themselves, even kill themselves in making the wealth in this world that cannot be taken away to heaven. And they will end up a poor guy or woman in heaven. If that person has already trusted Christ as his or her personal savior, that person surely will go to heaven. But if that person has not spent time in storing wealth in heaven, that person will end up being a very poor person in heaven. I think Jesus Christ now is preparing a place for us. But the furniture in the place, the house that we'll live in heaven, it's we are responsible for that. How much treasure we have, how much furniture we have in our heavenly house depends on how we rely on God to gain the true wealth. Of course, I'm talking about wealth that cannot be described with the physical things. I'm talking about spiritual furniture. I cannot even imagine what that is like. But I know those people who are faithful in gaining true wealth, eternal wealth, they will be able to be glorified with God together in heaven. They will be able to rule with God together in heaven. And many other blessings. They will have a crown with precious stones. Again, a spiritual crown of honor. So, get money out of your mind. Don't focus on it. Don't think about it. Instead, here are the things you can do. Devote yourself in storing up treasures in heaven. Every day, everything you do, think about that. What I do, how much does it count in eternity? Am I storing up treasure in heaven or just here? Think about things of God's kingdom and righteousness. Give money. Give it away for God's kingdom. Serve God and God's people faithfully. Lastly, as a reminder, take out a $1 bill. If you have one, take it out. Don't worry, I'm not going to take it away from you. I take out mine too. I'm a rich person. In God's eyes. Let me see. Do you know what's special about the US dollar? Or US money, not just on the dollar bill, $5 bill, $20 bill, $50, $100, even $1,000. That I cannot find in other dollar bills, other money. Hong Kong dollar, $20. I mean, there's designs, talks about which is the bank. Someone who's the director of the bank signing, you'll see a signature there. Taiwan dollar, I got it from Taiwan during the shuttle mission trip. Again, it has the founder of the party in Taiwan, Sun Dongsan, San Yat-sen. And again, the bank, the stamp, the country, and that's it. Let me see, that's Canadian dollar. Because my mom is in Vancouver, so I visit her, and so that's the money I didn't spend. Again, if this is someone who is Prime Minister of Canada, and again, the value of the money and map, and some other things about financial institution. Tell me, what is on a US dollar that you cannot find in other countries' money? In God we trust. In God we trust. If you have a pen, circle in God we trust. Some of you have spent this money for so long and you don't even notice that there is in God we trust there. I think the founder of the country is either humorous or is really spiritually profound. The founding fathers of the country realized that people can get false security from money, and money can enslave people. but they were Christians. So they reminded themselves and everybody that it is in God we trust. That's where we can get our true security and joy, eternal. So put this money, $1, $5, even $20 bill, at Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Okay, use that as a bookmark. Whenever you read the Bible, let this money and the circle highlighted in God we trust remind you, it is in God that we trust, not the money. That's great. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your eternal word that gives us wisdom in this world that is unstable and that often causes people frustrations. When we look at the economy, when we look at the stock market, many people were going through emotional roller coaster and they were suffering, they were uncertain about their future, they lose their sleep because of that. But God, you know what really satisfies us, and you have written clearly in your word that it is not money that can satisfy us. It is trust in you. I pray for wisdom even among the young people here, because wisdom is from fear of the true God. It is not just about how old we are. I know if we trust in God, if we fear God, we can have wisdom even when we are young. Actually, it's better that we have wisdom when we are young, so that the rest of our life will bear fruit, will be able to store up wealth in heaven. Please remind each one of us with your Holy Spirit, with your word, through prayers, that our security and happiness, joy, is not in money, not in material possessions, but in you, our eternal God. Let us know how to be good stewards, to manage our money for your eternal kingdom. Money can fly away, go away very quickly. Before it goes away, God gives, please give us wisdom to use it for your eternal kingdom. So what cannot be kept, we can use it for what cannot be lost in heaven. That's great wisdom. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.